This is Akashvani Tanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that Operation Sindoor has lent a new confidence and enthusiasm to the fight against terrorism across the world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi praised the valor displayed by armed forces during Operation Sindoor. He lauded the precision and accuracy with which armed forces destroyed terrorist hideouts across the border. He said the whole country is united against terrorism today and filled with resolve to end it. The Prime Minister emphasized that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission but a picture of nation's resolve and courage.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran hamari senaon ne jo parakram dikhaya hai usne har hindustani ka sir uncha kar diya. Jis satikta ke saath hamari senaon ne सीमा पार के आतंकवादी ठिकानों को ध्वस्त किया वो अद्भुत है. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने दुनिया भर में आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया.
स्पीकिंग अबाउट द रिसेंटली ऑर्गेनाइज्ड राइजिंग नॉर्थ ईस्ट समिट, द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड द नॉर्थ ईस्ट इज एक्स्ट्रा ऑर्डिनरी. ही मेंशनड क्राफ्टेड फाइबर्स, सेइंग इट इज अ ब्यूटिफुल कॉन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ सिक्किम्स ट्रेडिशन, द आर्ट ऑफ वीविंग एंड फैशन. Crafted Fibers was started by a person who is a veterinary doctor by profession. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over the meeting of Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of National Democratic Alliance ruled states in New Delhi today. The meeting was a day-long brainstorming session on good governance issues. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also participated in the deliberations. 20 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers belonging to all 20 NDA rule governments discussed issues on good governance. Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam has said that India has surpassed Japan to become the fourth largest economy in the world. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday after the governing council meeting of Niti Aayog, Dr. Subramaniam said that according to IMF data, India today is larger than Japan. He informed that India is the fourth largest economy and a $4 trillion economy. He expressed confidence that in a matter of another 2 to 3 years, India will become the third largest economy. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Ajay Nagbhushan today visited FTI Jote in Papumpare district. He held a meeting with students, faculty members, officials and staff of the institute. Speaking to Prasar Bharati, the Joint Secretary said that facilities are being expanded in the country's third and Northeast first film and television institute. He informed that the progress of the pending works of the institute's building will be monitored every week at the ministry level. Sri Nagbhushan informed that instructions have been given to the project agencies to complete the work at a fast pace. Two significant MOUs have been signed by the Department of Planning and Investment, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, with investors Medavi Group and Farm Native Group at the Rising Northeast Investors Summit 2025 that concluded in Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi yesterday. Sharing the news in a social media post today, Deputy Chief Minister Chona May informed that the Medavi Group will invest 178 crore to establish the Medavi Skills, Innovation and Tribal Entrepreneurship University at Zero, while the Farm Native Group will set up a 250-bed super specialty hospital in Arunachal with an investment of 150 crore. Minister of RWD Education, Tourism, Parliamentary Affairs and Libraries, Pasang Dorji Sona, who is also the Guardian Minister of Namsai District, chaired a review meeting on various developmental works under central and state schemes yesterday. Namsai MLA Chow Jingnu Namchum, Secretary RDPR, Dr. Sonal Swarup, who is also the Mentor Secretary of Namsai, were in attendance among others. 8 students, 5 girls and 3 boys from the remote tribal regions of Sarli and Daporizo of Arunachal Pradesh successfully cleared the written entrance examination for Sainik Schools and the new Sainik School. This unprecedented milestone has been made possible through the concerted efforts of the Indian Army's Spear Corps. Launched under the aegis of the Spearhead Division, the Indian Army's 8-month intensive coaching program enrolled 33 students from border villages. In a major initiative to promote higher education and support students across the state, the Department of Education has released stipends for 8,501 students. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.